On the Pasuk Vayaviu es HaMishkon El Moshe, Rashi brings down that Klal Yisrael were unable to be making the Mishkon. Rashi says, Lefi Shaloi Osa Moshe Shum Malocha BaMishkon, Hiniach Loi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKamosoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left that prat, Moshe Rabbeinu was mitztair, that he wasn't mishtatif in the Nidvas HaMishkon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left that he can be making it. And Rashi brings down from the Medrash Tanchuma, which says inside that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribbono shel Olam, eini yodea l'ha'amidoi, I also can't put it up. Rashi says the kroshim were too heavy. It wasn't possible to be making it bidei Odom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Asoik biyodecho, va'ato mare l'ha'amidoi. Put your hand there, and ki'ilu, you'll make believe, ki'ilu, you're being maimedit, v'hu oimed me'elov, and the Mishkan will stand by itself, v'ani koisei v'olecho sha'ata hakimoiso, and I'll write in the Torah that you will make him in the Mishkan. Like the Pasuk says, v'yokom Moshe es ha'mishkan. That's the Rashi with the Medrash Tanchuma inside, and l'chayra, the Zakasha that I had, if Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzem was mitzdar that he wasn't mishtatif in the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so you'll put it up. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have an emes hishtatfas over here. Klal Yisrael worked and they schwitzed to donate to the Mishkan, to make the Kalim. And Be'etzem, at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu did nothing. He wasn't even making it. It was just a show. He put his hand there, ki'ilu. HaKadosh Baruch was making it. So HaKadosh Baruch was making it. HaKadosh Baruch wrote, Vayokam Moshe. But Be'etzem, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a chelik in it. Where was the nechama for Moshe Rabbeinu by putting up the Mishkan? That's the shaila. So l'chayru we can explain as follows. This week was the yahrzeit of Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, and he said a moedike vort over here. And I'll pee his vort, we'll build to answer the first kasha. He asked the shayla that l'chayu, this whole plan between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe looks like a sheker mamish. They pulled a quick one over Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, put your hand there, it'll stand by itself. And I'll write that you put it up. The whole thing was a magic show. It was fake. It was an illusion. They made this illusion on Klal Yisrael and state in the Torah, l'chayra, something that seems like a sheker. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, and he wasn't. He wasn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really doing it. It looks like a sheker. It sounds like a sheker. Zokt Rav Scheinberg name. He says, because Be'etzem, every single thing in the Welt is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing. When we do and we schwitz and we have to work hard, we think we're doing. A person is convinced that it's koichi v'oitz miyodi, but the whole thing is really an allusion to the opposite side. It's an allusion that we think we're doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the koiches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the chochma and the machshava to do, the ability to do. It's kol kulei, the Eibishter is always doing. Just usually there's an illusion that we don't see it because we're involved. And over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, just put your hand under it, and Mamela I'll be making it. And I'll be able to write Vayokom Moshe es HaMishkon. Because I'm putting it up when you listen to me. Oy bazoy, be'etzem, the ganze Welt, I'm doing. Kodesh Baruch Hu is being Messiah us and doing all our pu'ulas. There is no sheker in this whatsoever when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one behind it. That's what he said. A nice deher. So I wanted to be Moisef Lefizeh. So why was it that this nes of being making the Mishkan was only able to be done al yidei Moshe and not al yidei anyone else? It seems that that's the mashmoyis hapsukim over here. The answer is that when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu perform a nes? When a person comes to this hakora and this realization that my koiches are everything I have is from the Eibishter, ein oid milvadoi, there's nothing here besides you. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be making it me'elov. And this is Be'etzim the Yesoid Hayadua from the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel Perik Yud Beis, that he brings the Gemara with Rabbi Chanina, that there was a Machshefa trying to do Kishuf on him, to take dirt off her from Tachas's feet, to do Kishuf. And Rabbi Chanina says, I'm not afraid of it, because Ein Oid Milvadoi. And he explains, what does that mean? It means Rabbi Chanina had tremendous chusim, he didn't have to be afraid of the Kishuf. Says Rabbi Chaim Bloshen, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, if a person has the emuna that Ein Oid Milvadoi, every single thing that happens, every finger that I move, every breath that I take, the chias that I have, it's all from the Eibishta. So he's in the Eibishta's hands. Nothing in Oilam Hazak can harm him. And this is, I think, a Dover Yedua that he says over there. This is an Indian Godel, the Skula Nifloa, Lahosir Ulavatil Me Olav Kol Dinim Uritsoinois Acherim Shalayuchlu Lishloit Boy. Veloyasa Shumroishim Klau Kisha Odom Koivea Balibo Lemor Hashem Huho Eloikim Ho Amiti Ve Ein Oid Milvado Yizborach Shum Koyach Boilam. Nothing can happen. I remember once I was in the airport and I saw a family coming out with many suitcases, and they were going through customs. They look a little quickly, and on their suitcases there was taped on papers a note that said Ein Oid Milvadoi on all the suitcases. It's a good thing that the custom officials don't know the skula of Reb Chaim Vlozhin over here. But Al Kolponim, at the end of the perek, Reb Chaim Vlozhin says, someone who has this emuna that everything is from the Eibishta, by him the Hanhoga is, there's no difference between Teva and Neis. Because by the Eibishta, Hakol Shove. What's the difference between Teva and Neis? Teva is just a Neis that's covered up and hidden. A real Neis is, there's a Neis Begolui. And that's what the difference is. He brings the Gemara, Misha Omar L'Shemen V'Yidloik Yoyim El'Choymetz V'Yidloik. There's no difference by the Eibishta. So Mamela, it was only someone who had this darga of emuna, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that was able to just put his hand there, and Mamela HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. You had to be on this darga of emuna, which requires a tremendous anivas, like we'll see behemshech. And Mamela, that was Moshe Rabbeinu. One prat over here. The in the Sefer Mea Shiloyach from the Ishbitza. So he says that this Nekuda was Be'etzim something that this Nekuda, that everything a person does, all his Chochmah comes from the Eibishter, and it's not him that's doing, is a Lima that Klal Yisrael had from the Mishkan. And he says when they built the whole Mishkan, everyone was working on a specific Malocha Protis. One person on the Urias, one person on the menorah, another person on the kroshim, the brichim. At the end, they put everything together and it fit magnificently. And all of a sudden, they looked back and they said, this was orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should each do one prat and it's all going to fit in. There was a plan over here. And his lashon is, no one was misgoer al chaveroi. There was no difference between the one who made the Oroin and the one who made the Yisedes in the Chotzer. We each did the Rotzen Hashem. We each did our part. And he brings a Gemara in Soita, a Moyridike Gemara. The Gemara says in Daf Mem that Rabbi Avuhu said, Omer Rabbi Avuhu, may Roish have Amino. Originally he said that I'm a Groisa Onov, until he saw the Anivas of Rabbi Abba. So the Gemara explains, what was the anivas of Rabbi Avohu? So the Gemara explains like this, Rabbi Avohu used to darshan, and he had a meturguman that would listen and say over to the Joshua, to the Tzibur that didn't understand. The meturguman used to say it over. One day the wife of the meturguman of Rabbi Avohu went over to the wife of Rabbi Avohu and said, you should know my husband, the meturguman, the one who says over the Shia, he doesn't need your husband. He doesn't have to listen to Rabbi Avohu. He knows the sugya and he knows the Torah himself. He says over Be'etzim what he wants. He says his stuff. He only bends down and he makes himself ki'ilu. He's listening to your husband to be mechabedim. But you shouldn't think that your husband's the big gadol and my husband is just saying it over. Rabbi Avohu's wife was very disturbed by this, and she went and she told it over to Rabbi Avohu. And Rabbi Avohu said to her, he said these words, Omar Rabbi Avohu, he said to his wife, my nafkaloch mino. What's the difference? Minei uminei is kalis iluya. Minei uminei is kalis ilo. That's one time the Gemara says, minei uminei is kalis ilo, which means, what's the difference? La Maisa, there's a kiddush shem shamayim coming out from this Maisa. What's the difference if I'm the one darshaning and he's the meturgamon, or he's saying over his Torah, he says he's saying over his Torah, and I'm really the nobody over here? Is there a kiddush shem shamayim from the Torah that's coming out? That's all we're supposed to do in the world. So this midah of mineu minei is kalis iluya, my nafgaloch mino, you do your thing, he'll do his thing, big, little, everyone's part is necessary. Tzamin kumtois akovit shamayim. When a person realizes that it's not me, it's not what I'm about, my kovit, my koichi v'oitim yodai, I'm just a little pawn over here to do my job, and when everyone does their chelik mitoich the tzibur agodl kumtoi shem shamayim, that is what brings the shechina down to Klal Yisrael and memela back to us. This is the midas ha'anova Moshe Rabbeinu ha'anov mikol odom. By Moshe Rabbeinu was the shpitz, my nafkaloch mino, I do, you do, who's doing? The Eibishter that's doing it, kovet shamayim. It was Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu that had the ability that the nes of Hukam HaMishkan should be performed al Yodoy. To be Messiah in the Hagdoma of Reb Shimon Shkop, he says a Tifa Yisoid. He says in the Hagdoma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbia in Bnei Odom a midah of Ahavas Atzmoy, the Zich, the Mi, Anoichi. He says, the Gemara says, Roitza Odom Bekav Sheloi Yoiser Mitisha Kabin Shal Chaveroi. A person would rather have a small amount from something he worked and he toiled on than a present from someone else that he gets for free that's much bigger. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matbiya that in the Bria, and he goes on to explain why. But Betoich Devorov, what he says is like this. He says, besides all the other shlechta midas that bring a person to be koifer b'Hashem and to be mamayit in our emunah, one of the causes for that brings kfira is ahavas atzmoy. Why? Because if you're an oshir, for instance, if you would have an oshir gadol, if you would have emunah shlema that everything I have is not mine, else it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is me, but it's me, not an oshir, so you're an oni. You don't have anything. Everything belongs to Hashem. It's Alz Hashem, Alz the Eibishter. Because a person has that Avas Atzmoy that he has to feel, it's me, I'm doing something me, Memela, to some degree, he has to mix in the Koichi V'yoytzim Yod. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is also helping me, but I gave a good idea over here. I thought of something over here. Because otherwise, he doesn't have the money. He doesn't want to feel like he's feeding off, he's getting for free. It has to be him. If a person's a groyser chochom, a tremendous chochom, and he would realize all the chochma that I have come from the Eibishter, so he's not a chochom. Who am I? The Eibishter put some chochma in my head. He's storing it on the disk in my head. So who am I? Because he has that midah of avas atzma, he has to feel it's his. That automatically brings to a chasoron in the Ein Oid Milvadoi, to a pchisos in the emuna of a person. That's what Reb Shimon says, that's where it comes from. But Lamaisa, Mietz Hashem, we should all be zoiche to realize that everything we have comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sometimes there's an illusion that we think that it's coming from us, it's covered up in this teva, and sometimes it's because we want to feel the koichi v'yoytzim yodi, but we should all realize whether we do it, whether someone else is do it. My nafgaloch mino, minei u minei is kalasi loya.